My devotional times serve to the end that I would live well, that I would know God and reflect that knowledge in my living.
Well, welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, we're glad you've joined us for this episode. Now, we would really love to hear from you. So if you would like to make an observation or ask us a question, just leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. And if you would like to learn how to help us produce this podcast, go to our website, straighttruth.net. Also on the website, you can find links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. So be sure to subscribe to one of those and go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. All right, Pastor, our next question is a listener question from Michael, and it has to do with personal Bible study. He asks, how much time is enough for personal Bible study? I imagine he means daily. He says he has several devotionals that he reads and listens to on YouVersion. You actually have a devotional on YouVersion that's out there, and he also listens to a couple podcasts. All in all, I easily spend about 3 hours reading and listening to my devotionals and scriptures. So I'm assuming that he has scripture interlaced with this too, not just devotionals and podcasts. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But do you think I spend too much time or not enough time, or is it just enough? Sometimes he says I feel overwhelmed, like I spend too much time, but then if I don't read or listen to all the programs and read the devotionals, he feels guilty. How do I know what to do?
In all honesty, I don't know that I can answer that for him as far as he's, does he spend too much time or not enough time or just right? That's an individual issue. I mean, each one of us has to weigh that, given our life circumstances, given the time available to us and all the rest. I would say, though, you do need to remember what your personal times of worship and study are for. Right? Why am I doing this? And it's about the worship of God on an individual basis, individual level, but it's also so that I might leave my devotional room and go out into the world and live it and be mindful of these things as I go out and live for Christ. Study is one aspect of the Christian life. It's not the whole of the Christian life. When you think about all that the Word of God addresses, it's amazing. I mean, serving Christ is about being a husband for me today. It's about being a father. It's about being a grandfather. Mm-hmm. It's about being a pastor. It's about being a citizen. It's about a whole host of things. It's about how to manage money. It's about what do I do with entertainment. All sorts of things are addressed in the Scriptures with respect to our living. So my devotional times serve to the end that I would live well, that I would know God and reflect that knowledge in my living. So I would examine my personal devotion times in that context. Mm-hmm. If I just want to hold myself up in a room and spend hours and hours and hours, well, where's the living part of this? Mm-hmm. If I just want to get up in the morning and, you know, sort of take a taste of a verse and walk out the door, then where's the knowledge part of this? Mm-hmm. And so trying to balance those two aspects. Mm-hmm. And if you look throughout the history of the church and you listen to various testimonies about what people do, it's all over the place. I mean, some men spent hours and hours and some didn't spend as long. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can answer the question for him definitively. Mm-hmm. You're too much or not enough. Mm-hmm. I would say try to weigh those things in your thinking as you think about what you're doing.
So if we leave aside the question of time, what is involved, or what, in your opinion, what should be involved in personal devotion?
Prayer.
Okay.
The reading of Scripture, the thinking about Scripture. So we could say the study of Scripture. Mm-hmm. And then a commitment in my heart to live what I've just studied. And then to meditate on these things as I walk throughout the day. The Word of God is meant to be the pathway for my feet, so I don't leave it behind when I leave my devotional room. And we have so many things available to us today. They're such a blessing. I mean, you can listen to Scripture on your drive to work.
Yeah.
Listen to sermons during your breaks if you wanted. So I wouldn't put myself under a load of guilt that says, every free moment I have, if I'm not spending it in that which is overtly devotional in nature, listening to sermons, or somehow I'm failing. Mm-hmm. The whole world is a sanctuary in a sense. Mm-hmm. All of life is worship. Worship is acknowledging the worth of God. And I can acknowledge God's worth in enjoyments and pleasures as long as I'm thinking about those things rightly. So I think we take a multicolored world that God has made. Sometimes we try to make it monochrome. Mm. We try to turn worship into one thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Instead of realizing the variety that God himself built into it. One of the things I love as I contemplate heaven or our everlasting future in the presence of God is I know it's going to be full of variety. Mm-hmm. Because show me one thing that God has ever made that isn't. Mm-hmm. So it is his very nature to explode what he does with his beauties. Mm-hmm. And so I think the same is true with our devotional life. We need to realize the variety that's mm-hmm. possible for us there.
Yeah, I like what you said about even listening to the Bible on the way to work or maybe getting pieces of it here and there. And in Donald Whitney's book, The Spiritual Disciplines of the Christian Life, he calls that daily Bible intake. And I always like that phrase because it's as if we go about our day just thinking however we can get the Word of God in us would be reflected in our lives and would be personal devotion in one sense or another.
Agree. Right? No, I think that's exactly right. So how can I get the Word of God into my life? And there are varieties of ways that I can do that. But it's that daily Bible intake, as Don Whitney talks about, is vital.
Okay. Yeah.
And you see that in Scripture itself.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you have a question or you would like to contribute to the discussion on this topic, leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.